Welcome to today's podcast with your hosts, Amanda, Ione, and Leo.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm a teacher at Muller Elementary in Laredo, Texas.
Hi, I'm Ione, and I'm a teacher at Ailey Middle School in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Leo. I'm a teacher at Bonham Academy in San Antonio, Texas. And today's topic is, it's not your grandparents' library. For those of you listening, we want to walk you through what our experience was like using the school library when we were growing up.
So from what I remember my elementary library experiences being, the library was only used to check in and check out books. The librarian would read a book to us every once in a while, but there was nothing else for us to do. In middle school and high school, I remember being taken to the library in the beginning of the year to meet the librarian and know what was available to us, but actually going and using the library was up to the students. Looking back now, I wish I would have used the libraries more than I did, and I hope to make this change for my future students.
So when it comes to my elementary and intermediate school library experiences, all I can really remember is going to the library with my whole class, sitting down for a read aloud done by the school librarian, and then being forced to check out a book for 2 weeks. We had books that were current at the time, but we also had a lot of books that were outdated. We had to stay quiet and weren't able to chat with peers and browsing for books. When it comes to middle school and high school, I probably only visited the school library maybe twice. The library was just there. I'm pretty sure students like me only saw it as a place that housed books.
Yeah, my experience was somewhat similar to you guys, but yeah, I think it was way different. I went to elementary school in the 80s. I remember walking to the library, and from the moment we set foot through the door, we were shushed. My peers would police each other, and all we heard the whole time we were there was shh, shh, shh. Basically, we dropped off books and checked out other books. On occasion, we saw a short film on one of those old school film projectors. You know, the kind that you feed the film from one spool to the next. Guess what, though? It's not like that anymore.
Exactly. School libraries today are totally different from how they were back when we were in school or when our parents or grandparents went to school. Now, school libraries are modeled into a whole different environment. They represent a welcoming and comfortable place where students can read, socialize, and collaborate with one another. In addition to this, 21st century learning opportunities are given in the school library, which allows and prepares students to become lifelong learners.
Also, with collaboration, technology is a growing opportunity in libraries that allow students to work in a social environment while being able to use and show their creativity. With libraries continuing to change, students are getting more opportunities to explore new technologies that were not available in the past.
I know, you have said the truth. Technology in the library has evolved so quickly. I remember being taught how to use a card catalog. Have you ever done that? It's a chore. We had to start by opening up this huge book. It contained a long list of topics. From there, we went to this huge box with many drawers, the card catalog. Once we pulled out the drawer and found the card we were looking for, we wrote down the call number of the book we wanted to check out. But then you had to look at the poster to find out where it was in the library. But once you finally got to the shelf, you had to have your fingers crossed, hoping that the book was going to be there. Yeah. Kids nowadays have it so much easier. All they have to do is open up the online catalog from any internet-enabled device at school or from the comfort of their home. They type in the topic. They can even narrow the topic or narrow their search using keywords, title, author, or series. They can easily see if the book is checked in or out, or if they really want that book, they could place a hold on it. The other big change has been the reference section. I remember seeing this huge dictionary on display, and only designated students could open it. In addition, teachers kept a watchful eye whenever we pulled out these oversized atlases and maps, making sure we didn't damage them. Nowadays, there really aren't any physical books in the reference sections, mostly because the information changes so fast, and much of it has been outsourced to online providers. Students needing access to reference materials now use Gale, Britannica Online, or Texas WebQuest. These are reputable reference companies.
I like how you mentioned how, like, the referencing has changed to technology. And speaking of technology, students are able to use devices and tools that are most appropriate for today's learning and the outside world. School libraries provide technology that students can get familiar and comfortable with when visiting the library. For example, a lot of school libraries are going mobile. Instead of using bulky desktops that take up too much space in the media center, school libraries are opting to use laptops and tablets like iPads so students can move around the library with them and work how they please. This also allows time for students to collaborate with each other for various assignments and projects. And now that we know that technology plays a huge role in the school library, we can help break the misconception about how school libraries only provide print books. Now, school library collections offer audiobooks and ebooks for students and staff members to check out as well. These different formats not only support using technology for learning and personal use, but also helps with fulfilling patrons' different reading and learning needs.
Another way to incorporate technology would be having maker spaces, which is another up-and-coming area in the library that should be utilized on a daily basis. If you are not familiar with a makerspace, it's an area where students can either accomplish a goal together or collaborate and share ideas on certain topics. But the main keyword to remember is collaborate. One misconception of makerspaces is that it has to incorporate technology. Although this is ideal, some schools may not be able to have the latest technology and will not have a 3D printer in their makerspace. So one activity that can be done would be having Legos available to the students. My elementary school where I work really big on stream. So if I would want to tie that in, I would add reading a book on a certain topic or having students read task cards and then have them draw out a model before creating it with Legos. With middle school and high school students, I would maybe include more collaborative and technology-based activities, such as creating podcasts or YouTube videos that can also be incorporated into the library or school webpage. The great thing about makerspaces is that you use the resources that are available to you and your school. Now, with many school curriculum revolving around STEM, and this now evolving into what many people know now as STEAM and STREAM, incorporating makerspaces would attract more students and teachers to utilize the school library. Of course, with the budget that is given to you, you can always try adding more technology to your makerspace, and I would suggest starting by searching on Pinterest on the different ways and activities librarians are incorporating makerspaces into their libraries. So as you can see, libraries today are not what they used to be before, and they are not your grandparents' library. Technology, makerspaces, and even the way books are cataloged has changed. Especially the way students learn and engage in a classroom setting is evolving, and it is important that your school library does the same to keep up. Changing your school library can be challenging, but there are greater benefits for the students, which should always be a librarian's goal. Thank you for listening in today's podcast. Please share this with any teacher or librarians who may be skeptical or afraid to change their library.
Exactly. And remember, school libraries are never going away.
And change is good.
So go and get started today.